Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Good day, gentlemen. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about a really, really important relationship construct. So I'm going to be talking about a concept called bid for connection. So it's a very simple concept, but really, really profound. So the bid for connection is a concept that was first developed by a guy named John Gottman. John Gottman is a pretty significant figure in the world of marriage and family therapy. He's done a lot of stuff, and if you read anything by John Gottman, you'll probably get a lot out of it. So he talks about the idea of the bid for connection, which starts with the word bid, which comes from the world of poker. So think about a table with the poker players that are all around. You know, I first think about the dogs playing poker, but you got a bunch of guys playing poker around a table. There's a pile of chips, and everybody's got these straight, unemotional faces. You know, if you think about the professional poker players, some have sunglasses, some are just chatty, and some are just really tough as nails. They're there to win. And so then the dealer deals the cards. And they look at the cards, and then the first player either makes a bid or passes. So once a player makes a bid, a response is expected. Now that's what's really important about the whole idea of a bid. A response is expected. So then the next player can either fold, see it, or match the bid. Raise the bid or call. I call. And if you call, then you got to show your cards and that type of thing. Regardless, whatever happens, a response is expected. And if you don't respond, I'm not sure, I've never seen it. I don't know what happens, but I imagine you'd be out of the game. Or that would be the equivalent of folding, of just not being in the game. So you have to be in the game. So the bid for connection is very, very similar. Because just like the poker player, I'm putting something out on the table ready for the person that I want to have a connection with to respond to. So this is a very significant relationship thing. So I'm going to put a bid on the table expecting the other person to give me a response. So I want connection, so I toss something out there. It's a bid. The bid might look like I place my hand by them so they can hold it. Let's say you're walking down the street and you kind of brush your hand and have your hand available to be held. That would be I want to be more connected. It might be reaching out and put your hand on their leg or shoulder, or maybe run your fingers through their hair. It's something. That would be more of a affection type of bid. I might blow a kiss or make a smooching noise. Something like that. It might be saying something random in the silence, like, hey, what you thinking? Or, let's say you're driving down the road, you're going on a road trip, and you're in silence, and you might say something like, well, that's an interesting color for a barn roof. I've never seen that before. It's funny, because my wife and I were driving on South Park, going from Fair Play in South Park, and you come over Red Mountain Pass, just out of Fair Play, and you come down the other side, and there's this rock, and they've painted it like a cow, and it's hilarious. It's just, we expect to see the cow rock every time. But this time, I also noticed that the ranch right there had redone all their barn roofs, and they're bright red barn roofs right there. A beautiful little ranch, really cool little valley with the cow rock. Anyway, it's always a time to just talk about something. But regardless, each of those concepts, either reaching out or saying something, is an attempt to get some kind of connection. I want to feel connected, so I throw out a bid, hoping for that response. Now, just like in poker, a response is very, very important. So if the player, just like in poker, if the player doesn't respond, the game's over. And just like poker and relationship, the same thing is going on. And so if your significant other sends out a bid for connection, it is imperative to respond by giving the hand a squeeze, by smiling back, by saying what you were thinking, or placing your hand on theirs. Whatever their bid was, give the response. So, just like the barn, well, I've never seen a barn like that. Or, man, that barn is similar to my neighbor, Mrs. Dunlap. The barn she had when I lived at Glacier Orchard in the sixth grade. Mrs. Dunlap happened to have a really cool barn. Also, a dog that bit me. So, I got stories about Mrs. Dunlap. Anyway, the bees in the tree. Oh, well, I could talk about that. Anyway, so the... So it might remind you of something like Mrs. Dunlap when you say something. Just start the response and talk about whatever it is. So you got to do something. Anything must be done as a response. It doesn't have to be big or profound. It could be, like I said, inane about some story that you had as a kid. But just keep the connection going and build it a little bit. Squeeze the hand a little bit. Rub the shoulder a little more. Say something. It's going to be really, really important. Now, here's the thing. Whether you know it or not, and I'm just introducing this concept to you, we make bids for connection all the time. And it could be with our significant other. It could be with friends. It could be with family. It could be with somebody that we want information from, like somebody at the grocery store. Hey, where's the taco meat? I don't know why I said that, but where's whatever in the grocery store? And I'll try to get there if they're just working really hard. or excuse me. And that's a bid for connection. But I'm doing it all the time. And so now that you know what a bid for connection is, you can talk about the concept so that you both can become more aware and intentional to be able to provide that thing that all humans need deeply to thrive, and that's connection. And we all need connection. So I'll say it again. So all humans deeply need connection in order to thrive. So the bid for connection is a significant part of building and maintaining your relationship. So just take a second and consider how you've done bids for connection in the past. So how are ways that you do this? So for me, I always am reaching over the car and grabbing her leg. Usually it's her leg. I'll reach over, grab her hand. I often find myself asking, what you thinking? My wife does that smooching noise, which that's what she does, just to get my attention and know that she loves me. And so what do I do back? Smiling or something like that, or give her a smooch back. It's kind of how it is. I need to respond. And so just really start watching yourself and consider how you've done this in the past. How have you done bids for connection, or what's your normal way of doing it? So here's a little part. This is where it kind of gets tough, and this kind of gets in the dark side of the bid for connection, but it's really important to hear this. And we got to be very aware of how we do this and aware of how we respond. So Gottman, he makes a really grim assessment that if the bids for connection that are put out into the relationship are regularly not responded to or even rejected, that the relationship will experience difficulty. He actually even thinks that this is one of the things that gives him an indicator that the relationship is going to die if people do not respond well to bids for connection, which I think he's really onto something. And so sometimes we don't respond because we didn't notice it, or we're oblivious, we're not paying attention. Sometimes we don't know what is going on because we're naive and nobody ever taught us what a bid for connection is, and the importance of these simple interactions. Now, you do not have that as an excuse, because I am teaching you how important this is. And so, if you're oblivious and naive, it's now on you, because I'm telling you what's right. So this is going to be important. Or sometimes, the thing that happens is we're just closed. We close off our hearts to the other person, and we block the bid by either withdrawing silence or even flat-out rejection of the bid. We might even use words like, don't touch me, or with nonverbals like a look of disdain or the rolling of the eyes or even brushing away with your hand. You may have done this, or, and I probably expect this, most of you have actually experienced someone doing something like that to you. And as you know, it does not feel good at all. So, now it is true that sometimes you do have a closed heart, and that's okay for a little bit, but you got to process, why is my heart closed? What's going on? And you have to get yourself back to a place where you're open again. Because if we consistently block the bids that are coming our way, or block them, respond, or disregard, according to Gottman, the bids will stop coming and the relationship will suffer horrible consequences. So the challenge is to open yourself up with vulnerability and accept the bids as much as you can, even if you have that closed heart. So here's one of the toughest parts of the whole idea of bid for connection, and it's what I call the bid for connection done poorly. And so we start off with a desire for connection. That's inside our hearts. Remember, it's something really important for all humans. We all have a desire that's good and reasonable to want the connection. So I feel disconnected, or I feel alone or insecure. So I want to feel close. I want to feel connected. I want to feel secure in the relationship. And so that's, like I said, very reasonable to want that. But this is where it goes awry sometimes, and we do it really badly. And so, if we throw out a bid in a guarded, a closed, or an aggressive way, often we'll get the exact opposite of we want. Instead of getting connection, we get an angry response, or withdrawal, or intensity. That's not what we want. So here's what this might look like. So remember, it starts with a desire for connection. But something inside of me is hard-hearted or resentful, since I already feel disconnected. Usually that's the reason why I do this poorly. Since I already feel disconnected, I may be resentful or even pissed. Or what I'm talking about is that you're... Wait, hang on a second. There's another category of this with just thinking about, how does my woman do the bid really poorly? So I might be doing it really badly, or she might be doing it really badly. And so here's what it might look like. So what might be said, it might be with a twist of criticism or accusation, like, you're never there for me, or you're always looking at your phone, or you never answer my texts. So these are the classic superlatives, you know, the always and never. And trust me, those never work at all. So, but that's how it might come across, with accusation, you know, you always, you never, that type of thing. Or the past may be brought up by saying, you're making me feel like I did when you were drinking. It could be drinking, could be debt, could be working too much, or an emotional affair, could be you make me feel like this when you were depressed. Or anything brought up from the past. Anything from the past brought up is not going to work. But that's how weird sometimes we do a bid for connection poorly. Or might be comparing you to others. Like, you're acting just like your mother. Now, we know that works, right? Or it might be, Julie's husband doesn't neglect her like you neglect me. Or, why can't you be like Bob? He is nice and he rubs his wife's feet every evening. So that's comparison. Or it might be just saying things like, well, that is just like you. Or, why don't you get your head on straight? Or, how long do I have to put up with this? Stuff like that. Now, these are all bids for connection. They're just not done well. And the energy behind these statements are all a desire to be close and connected, which is great, but they're bids for connection done poorly. So what's so important about this is being able to see beyond or past the horribly done bid for connection and actually notice, this is just her wanting to feel connected. Or in yourself, this is me wanting to feel connected, and I'm putting it out there really badly. And so it's just really, really important to be able to look past it and kind of see what's really going on. That's a really important part of this. So let's look at, you're always on your phone. So the person feels distant and possibly ignored because you're on your phone. Obviously not always, but you're on your phone, so they feel disconnected and ignored. They want to feel connected. They want to be seen or given attention. That's a very reasonable thing, remember? But what's not reasonable is the accusation. So a decent bid for connection would be something like, when you're on your phone, when we're together, I feel invisible and sometimes ignored. I would like for us to give each other more attention when we're together. Can you provide that for me? So that's a really, obviously, a good bid for connection. You know, I had time to write this, but usually things are in real time. You might not say it exactly like that, but at least saying, this is what I feel, this is what I want, can you do that for me? You know, you get all that stuff from lesson 13. That whole process is in there. And so, but just think about how you'd respond differently to that, can you provide that for me, than accusing you, you're always on your phone. And so take a second and consider how you do bids for connection poorly. How do you do it badly? Do you accuse? Do you compare? Do you make snide remarks? Do you demand? Do you have a posture of entitlement, like I deserve this? Or do you just give up, withdraw, and go silent? So how do you do it poorly? And how does the bid go bad? How does that go for you? You know it probably doesn't go well. So the thing is, you do want connection. Remember, that's a good thing. But you're doing it with a hard or closed heart. You're doing it with defensiveness or guardedness. You're doing it with a dagger because you are the one that's supposed to be the giving me what my needs for connection are, but you're not giving me what I need. So I will get you back with my sharp dagger words or a cold withdrawal just to make you pay. You know, think about how if that vindictiveness is in there, man, it's not going to go well. And so you just got to be able to know what you need and be able to communicate with it well. So you know what you need. Even if you're not asking for it well, you got to go back to the thing, this is what I need. I'm looking for connection. How can I actually create a good connection? And we all know that nobody is a mind reader, and so we can't assume everybody's going to read our mind and know what we need. And so this is just some really tough stuff. So, but you guys know what I'm talking about. So how is it that you got to the point where you're actually mean like this to the one that you love? Usually it's because you do want connection, but you're feeling really empty and you're living in a deficit. And so you're doing the bid for connection poorly. And so you know what the response is. When you do it poorly, the other person feels attacked, belittled, or undesired, and then they withdraw, close off, and shut down, or get aggressive right back. And that's the kind of posture and attempt at connection just does not work at all, and it never, never will. And so it just gets deeper and deeper into disconnection and distance, and the spiral gets worse and worse. That's what's tough about this. So we got to change that. So how do you change it? And the way to change it, you have to do a good bid for connection, has to be done with vulnerability and openness. And vulnerability is essentially openly putting yourself out there. So just think how hard it is sometimes just to reach out and touch a forearm or ask for a hug. But that's it. Just ask for what you need. I need a hug. Can you hold me? I'd like to snuggle while we watch the show. I need to talk about this or that. Do you have the time? Just don't make them mind read, and especially don't get caught doing the covert contracts. Be overt. Say what you need. Or like so many of the previous examples, it's just a nonverbal, like a touch or a smile. You have to respond. Give them a good response. But it has to be done with openness, without guardedness or attack. So you do know that you've been living in a deficit, and it even might be their fault, but the only way to regain the connection is vulnerability. So be clear, be open, and remember, the only way to connection is vulnerability. I'm going to say it again. The only way to connection is vulnerability. Or you can call it openness or wholeheartedness or loving or gentleness or kindness. Whatever you want to call it, just do that. Get rid of the hardness. Get rid of the animosity. Get rid of bringing up the past hurts. bury that way of interaction in the backyard for good. And then this is kind of where the concept of forgiveness and grace are essential. Remember, forgiveness is not forgetting an offense. It's just no longer holding the penalty for that offense over their head anymore. Forgive it, let it go, don't carry it any longer. And grace is the willingness to give something to the other person, even though they don't deserve it. So it's so important as people who have been forgiven and have received the gifts that we don't deserve to give those gifts to others, especially the one that you're committed to, and believe the best in them. To do a good, healthy bid for connection, first, you must feel the deficit. I want and I need to feel connected. That's a reasonable thing. Then, with an open heart and with vulnerability, say what you want, say who you want, and say why you want it. Or just non-verbally reach out and touch, blow a smooch, reach out and hold a hand, or just plain smile. Also, it's important to have this conversation to teach how to do a good, healthy bid, or what a bid for connection is, especially if they're being done poorly. So talk about what this is, how we want it accomplished, and how we can do this well together. And so, hold each other to account and call poor bids out when they happen. And call the good bids out as well. Good job. That was really good. And then celebrate it when you guys do it well. So make the concept of the bid for connection a topic and commit to making good bids for connection and to commit to responding every time as well. Remember, you got to respond to when somebody does a bid for you. And I'm saying respond even if they do it well or poorly, because you know what's going on. And so this is going to start a really cool upward spiral of connection and togetherness. So trust me, learning how to do a good bid for connection will change your relationship, and it's even going to change your life. So now go and do some good and healthy bid for connection. And as always, stay solid, my friends.